Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ashar of our Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Maulana Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. The title is Naye Jamu Mina Ata Ho Rahe Hain. Jo Har Dam Khuda Par Fida Ho Rahe Hain. وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ ہمرے کوہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں وہ ہمرے کوہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اما بعد, friends and elders, these are the ashar of our beloved dada shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Azmana Tabriz Dora Shah Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Akram Akbar Sahab rahmatullahi alayh, a man who has immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in these ashar is trying to teach us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the object and the purpose of our coming into this world. That one is to get all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. That we get the creator of all those bounties. Like Hazrat Mullah Rashid Ahmad Tangoi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, towards the end of his life, he used to say, oh Allah, that Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna lak. Oh Allah, become ours and make us yours. That Allah, if I've got you, jo ek tu mera, jo sab kuch mera. That oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. And oh Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. And we'll say, fine, ma asaba min musibatin fabima kasabat aydi. That whatever problems have come to us, you'll see this is going wrong. I've lost my job. Now this one is sick. Now this has happened. Now that is happened. And we find things going wrong in our life, this is because of our own action. But when we will make friends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like just now I said, وَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, that whoever will do good actions and have iman, iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the object and purpose of life. That we build a loving bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah doesn't just remain a five-letter word in our life, whether in English or in Arabic, not just A-double-L-A-H. That we have a living bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we sacrifice all our desires for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these couplets, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi is saying, and it is entitled, Ne ja mumina ata ho rahe, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with different types of His bounties all the time. When a person walks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you come walking to me, I will come flying, I will come running towards you. That, oh my banda, whatever, we are human beings, we make mistakes, we falter, we err. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time saying, Ya ayyul ladina amanu, O people of iman, O my beloved ones, O my friends, extending the hand of love, extending the hand of compassion, and calling us all the time towards Him. So this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi is teaching us this in this ashar. And Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi used to say that mere poetry is not our object. In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks regarding poets. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ. Don't you see that they are just wandering in every valley? And they say what they don't mean. Now they're praising this one. Now they can I can get a present here. Now they are wandering in every valley. And yet in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is saying, oh Hassan, stand on the minbar and read ashar, read more. He says, I read 100 couplets. So one is that, those poets who say things just to pass time, just to make people happy, just to, in the presence of the king, in the presence of rulers, so that they can get something and some reward in return. And one is those poets who say things in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Except those poets that they do good actions, they have iman, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. So these are those ashar, teaching us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing us closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. In the first couplet, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi saying, جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وفانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. That person who at every moment of his life, he is sacrificing himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, make it known to them, that if these things become more beloved to you, which are generally beloved to each and every person, your parents, your offspring, your wealth, your mansions, your houses, your businesses, all these things, which are generally beloved to a person, if these things become more beloved to you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more beloved to you than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to come to pass. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi, till the end of the hadith, that your iman cannot be perfect until I, that is until Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is more beloved to a person more than his parents, more than his offspring, more than any other person or any other thing in life. So yeah, Hazrat Wala Rasulullah is saying that whoever will sacrifice himself all the time trying to gain that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to imbibe that and trying to inculcate that in his life, so wafani buto se juda ho rahe, the result of it is that he will distance himself from everything, every idol which is temporary. Idol which is temporary, at the idol could be anything. Love of wealth, love of position, love of my business, love of sport, love of anything which takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that he has fallen in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now that he is building that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically he will see that what is my condition. People around him will realize, he won't know it himself. But where on weekends, now I have to go out for sports, now I have to spend time with my friends, playing a game till late in the night, etc. All these things automatically, without an effort, when you are coming into the company of the Ahlullah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be ignited in his heart. Automatically you will see, وَفَانِ بُتَوْ سِي جُدَا هُو رَهِ, he is now distanced from everything which is temporary. He will definitely have love for his wife, for his children, for things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this ayah. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of the sharia, of the ahkam of deen, this will be more beloved thing than anything else. You will find that anything which is temporary, things of this world, which a person is going to leave behind, is automatically becomes distanced from it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person passes away and he goes to his qabr, and three things accompany him. Two will go back, and one will go with him into the qabr. The two which will go back, his wealth and his family and friends who have come to leave him at the grave. And what will go with him? His deeds. So now this person, he will distance himself from everything which is temporary and make preparation for that qabr. Make preparation for that event which is imminent and most definite. Maut. It will definitely come to a person. Now he will distance himself from everything which takes him away from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love for food, love for clothing, love for wealth, love for position, love for honor and rank and pomp and glory, all these things, he will now distance himself from that. In the next couplet, Hazrat Wala Rasulullah says, وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. خمرے کوہن, old wine. Normally, in the liquor industry, the older the wine, the more mature it is, the more valuable it is. A person's life, he's got his old habit. I've got a habit of playing cards on weekends, getting together. Old habit. You say that I'm doing this from young. How can I sacrifice my friends? How can I sacrifice my sport? How can I sacrifice this and that? All those things, it is very, very strong in me. But when a person builds his love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to naye jaam o meena ata ho rahe. Now through the fadl and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening up upon him new bounties. And he understands deen and sharia in a different way, which he never ever thought of. He never ever thought that I will be a person who will wear a kurta and a topi. He never ever thought that I will don a beard one day. That these things are outward appearances. The real is that it must come into our hearts as well. Not to say that we should leave this out. So he said that those habits of mine were very, very old and mature and very, very strong. But when he builds a bond and love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening up to him different doors, different avenues. All the time, he's trying now to make amends, he's trying now. Sometimes he's sitting and just in solitude, crying and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes lifting his hand and begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all the time opening up upon him new ni'mat and new understanding and new goblets of wine, so to say. Further, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali says, kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe. Sometimes it happens that a person is very inclined towards, he loves something and he wants to do it, but he knows this is now that he's got the love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows this thing is something that's going to displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He breaks his desire, he gives his heart, the poet says that Even if you gave your life, what? The life was given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give your heart to that being who gave you the heart. The being who created you, the being who gave you that heart, give it to him. So now he says that I have this desire. This is my old habit. I used to do things that I found enjoyment here, I found enjoyment there, I found enjoyment in this haram resort, I found enjoyment somewhere else. Now I'll sacrifice all that. Why? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be happy with me. So sometimes I sacrifice my heart, and sometimes I have to sacrifice my life, so to say, the things that I thought I will never ever give up. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person sacrifices it. So he says that rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe. Now in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you're becoming loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you're understanding the purpose of our life. Now you're understanding why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this dunya. Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi further says, khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, hum ab ahle sirq safa ho rahe. That my pleasure and my desires, the things which used to make me happy, the habits that I had, which took me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I sacrifice all that, my pleasure, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I give up everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be happy with me. When the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in front, then be it my wife, be it my children, be it whoever, when my daughter wants this jean and that the tight top and that open hair without a scarf, now I put my foot down. What wisdom, of course. But that also we learn from the Ahlullah. And now we try to explain to them that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all our pleasures, all our desires, all those things which take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we thought we'll find success, where we thought we will find pleasure, where we thought we will find enjoyment, and all those things, now we give it up for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khushi apni, my pleasure, my happiness, I sacrifice it for the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hum ab ahle sidq safa ho rahe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now through his compassion is giving us understanding of deen, is bringing us closer towards him. And whatever comes to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever goodness comes to you, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a magnet pulls a piece of steel, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it jazzing to him. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing you closer to him. Now on a weekend where I was sitting with my friend, rather let me go out for gasht. Rather let me go to the Khanqah program. Rather let me join some charity organization, do some good. Rather let me go and spend some time in the masjid. Rather let me go and read some nafal namaz. Rather let me make a tilawat of Quran Sharif. Let me cover up on the salat which I missed out in my life. My qaza fast, etc. Zakat that was outstanding. Let me pay that up. Hajj is now fard on me. It was fard on me. Now let me go and carry out that hajj, etc. I'm ahl ahum. Ab ahlu sidq safa ho rahe, through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his grace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now bringing us closer towards him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his compassion and through his mercy, will now include us amongst those who he terms as his beloved ones. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi saying, kabhi pee rahe hai lahu arzu ka, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. That sometimes we have to drink the blood of our desires. When a person feels that there's a painted dolly going past, let me just have that one glance. Let me just look there. Or a person hears an old music song that he used to enjoy in his youth. Or something, he remembers some place where he derived some haram pleasure. Now he sacrifices that. He doesn't look. He doesn't listen to that. He doesn't do anything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he is, so to say, drinking the blood of his desire. Then Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi always used to say that lomri mat bano, don't become an ordinary timid jackal. When the time comes, now become firm and address yourself, address your nafs, address your desires and say, main tera khoon pee jaunga. I will become a lion and I will drink your blood, I will murder you, I will give up my desires for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes it happens that we have to drink the blood, we have to sacrifice our desires. Mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe. Now that person who always wanted to be ana wala ghairi, nobody else, me, in everything. He wanted to be the center of attraction. He wanted the highest position. Partnership in business, I must be the CEO. Madrasa, I must be the principal. Whatever the case may be, masjid, I must be the imam. I must perform the namaz. Now this comes out of his life. He gives it up. He sacrifices it. Ba khuda ho rahe. He gives up his khudi. He gives up himself. He gives up his self-ego. Ba khuda, now he becomes Khudi that himself and ba khuda. Now he becomes joined to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. That a person will humble himself lillah. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will elevate him. Allah will raise his rank. Further, the Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Tujhe ho mubarak ashke nadamat. نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. That may these tears of regret and remorse be our insan. That we have been created, we err, we make mistakes, we slip. We commit a sin, a Muslim, a mu'min, a believer, doesn't commit a sin intentionally. But we are Muslim, we are human beings. Sometimes it happens that we slip, we made a mistake. Then the tussle which carries on till death, that, oh Allah, I have made a mistake. Oh Allah, forgive me. Sitting in solitude, he's crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering his past, or remembering any specific action, that how could I have done such a thing? Or his entire life, that now I'm so many years old, 50, 60, 70 years old, my life's like a flash in a pen, just like a dream, just like a snap of a finger has passed. Oh Allah, how could I have wasted my life like this? Oh Allah, how could it have just gone like this? How could I have forgotten the purpose and the object of my coming into this world? Oh Allah, forgive me. Now that I shed the tear, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that I will shed the tear in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fire of Jahannam is haram upon it. Now he's sitting alone and he's pondering and he's thinking about his past and making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when the tears come out of those eyes, then Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, Nay Babi Ulfat ke wahre. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening up different doors of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Now he sees the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, you gave me this, you did this for me, you gave me a body, you gave me a house, you gave me a wife, you gave me children, you gave me wealth, you gave me a job, you gave me everything in life. You gave me everything to pass my time in this world. Everything that I needed, oh Allah, you completed every blessing, everything that I needed, oh Allah, you are the one who gave it. My plate of food, my clothes I wear, everything. Now you think of all those things and you become closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get more and more immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That who is that being who gave me this air to breathe and made it free of charge? That what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to put it into the control of the government and then they charged us for the oxygen that we have to breathe? What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put water in their control, that we have to pay for it to drink water? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the things that we need most, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it freely available. So now a person thinks of his past, and then he realizes how compassionate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, how generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that he still blesses me with all his ni'mat. Now he comes close towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To naye baabe ulfat kiwa ho rahe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening up upon him doors of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different avenues of coming closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi further says, Ye shane karam hai ke nalaiqo par karam unke har dam ata ho rahe. This is the fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is his shan of mercy, his compassion and graciousness, that upon unworthy beings like myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time is showering his ni'mat. All the time is showering his blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if all of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come together to try and count one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to do so. In the last couple of Rasulullah Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, ki sultan hokar gada ho rahe. That, oh, Akhtar using his own name, Hazrat Rahmatullah uses his name, but all the time giving us sabak, teaching us lessons. That Muhabbat ki Akhtar, that, oh, Akhtar, look at the miracle of love. And that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no goodness in that person who cannot show love or who cannot radiate love or absorb love. He doesn't know, and that is me. Really, wallahi, I this is why I've come here. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open upon my heart. What is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying here, that see the miracle of this quality of love. That a person was a king, Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah, how he sacrificed his kingdom just to become an ordinary person out in the jungles, immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person will be prepared to give up kingdom, he'll be prepared to give up everything. That when it comes to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm prepared to sacrifice everything, but my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not become displeased. Allah bless it to me first of all, and to everybody else.
There's two vehicles that are obstructing The registration of one is HH58SVGP. HH58SVGP. And the second is DH02MHGP. DH02MHGP. You please remove your vehicles immediately. So the next we'll have our Sheikh Ustaz Muhammad Hamid Tamdan Barakatum to address us, inshallah.